Broadcasting live for Atlanta's best and brightest companies to work for. From the beautiful Atlanta Marriott Northwest Hotel at the Galleria in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
I'm Michael Lauer here at 101 Best and Brightest in the Marriott near Atlanta. And you can follow us at hashtag 101BB on Twitter. Shay, what a day.
What a day indeed. It has been a fast-paced morning. We have gotten here. We've already talked to several wonderful guests so far. I'm excited to see what else comes from today.
Absolutely. And I'm sure we've had some wonderful guests, right? I'm sure this next one will be no exception. We have the managing director from CTS Atlanta, Mr. Ron Jones. How are you doing, Ron?
Great. How are you guys doing today?
Doing very, very well. It's just a lot of energy here today, huh?
Yeah, a lot of energy and a lot of sunlight coming in his window over here.
That's right. I'm trying not to get too sweaty here. Yeah. Be cool.
Like we said, keep it cool, man.
keep it cool. Keep my cool. Right. All right. So tell me a little bit about mission and purpose for CTS.
Sure. So we are a Southeast-based consulting firm, and our mission is to be your trusted advisor when it comes to technology. So you have a lot of people who might be touting themselves as the best at a certain piece of technology, like a BizTalk or some type of niche thing, right? Really, we want to be more on the strategic level with your company, and we want to get to the point where we're helping you to drive some of those strategic initiatives and solving some of those strategic problems, which is a level of partnership that a lot of people are really not interested in. So, I mean, our main thing is that we are very good at a lot of different technologies, and we care, which is the biggest thing, I think.
Now, Ron, I want the newest toy, and I want it now.
Why?
Regardless of what it does for me, I want it.
That's a road to ruin, buddy.
But you have to experience that a lot.
Of course. Right? Well, that's usually what happens, right? Someone says, oh, I saw this new tablet on TV or commercial for this. I read an article about that.
Give me.
Right. And, you know, just look at how much you might pay for an Xbox or a PS4 out of the gate, right?
Sure.
You're the early adopter. So unless you're willing to have that sacrifice when it comes to, you know, getting the price cuts later, when it's more reliable, when you have more updates to it, when... You know, if you want to be that flashy guy at the very beginning, we can help you with that most definitely, because we have to be able to answer those questions as well as the tried and true questions as to what's going to really make my business better. You know, because
sure.
we have some friends in the technology industry that, you know, they may go with whatever version of Windows after the first service pack or whatever. And you have other people say, I want Windows 8.1 now. And those are the people, those are the two different avenues we have to deal with. So it's just a matter of navigating those things.
But technology only makes me more productive, right? No matter what the technology is.
Oh, I love the loaded questions. So technology should make you better. But the thing is that technology is still based around people. And unless you have the right solution for the right time, for the right problem, then technology can actually make you worse. You know,
sure.
you can take a very manually based system, you know, let's say like an expense reporting system, right? If we replace it with a platform that's only going to make your job harder, then why would we do that?
That does no good.
Then suddenly you have this awesome looking UI and this awesome thing that doesn't do what you intended.
Right. It's the difference between technology and an electronic.
Exactly. Well, it's the difference between a solution and technology.
Right.
Like there's plenty of technologies out there, but you have to have the right solution for the right problem that you're trying to solve.
So how do you guys go about vetting them? I'm sure you ask a lot of questions. You get to know their business. You have to spend a lot of time with these people.
Oh, of course. And that's the main part of it is if we were able to engage the way that we want to, we have a very phased-based approach, right? Phase one is scoping. So I'm going to sit with you and ask you some very pointed questions about your business problem, where are the gaps, and at the end of that, I'll give you some suggestions for a solution.
So what's the ideal client for you guys?
We operate from... I guess state and local business all the way up to enterprise level accounts. So some of our customers, you know, you have your Aaron's and your right?
Nice.
Companies like Aaron's, and as of course you also have Georgia Pacific.
Sure.
You also have Macy's, Rollins, and others who are very good clients. And then we also have some that are maybe under the radar per se that have the type of IT needs that really help us as a company to assist them. And like
sure.
I said, you can get on that strategic level with the companies I talked about earlier, as well as some of the other ones that you may not have heard of, like a Graphic Packaging International or someone like that.
So what brings you here to the 101 Best and Brightest?
One of the things that separates us as a technology firm is that we really vet our people. and we really reinvest in our people, which is one of the biggest things.
Well, they spend a lot of time with your clients.
Exactly. Well, they spend a lot of time with our clients, and also the IT market is so saturated. There's way more work than there's people. So you have to make sure that you keep your people and also reinvest in them and make sure that they're getting out of their relationship with us, and, you know, as much as we're getting out of them. And because it's a very conducive environment, it's one of those things where it has to pay itself forward. Otherwise, people are not going to feel valued within your organization. And if they don't feel valued, then they're not going to want to stick around.
So is this your first time at Best and Brightest?
No, this is our third year.
And so were you guys nominated,
trying to get nominated?
What's the projector for you guys?
The projector for us is just we really take our community seriously. So whether it's the IT side of things, contributing to, you know, Microsoft-based user groups, to, of course, you know, events like this and best places to work, all of those different organizations really help us to, one, it becomes a selling point, right? But we're also part of, like, the Bulldog 100 and other organizations to the point where we also have to make sure that not only our client list looks good, but also how we're treating our internal employees looks good as well. And that's a big thing for us. Our human capital management story is pretty intense.
Well, and it's – I get what you're saying, absolutely, because it's kind of like the airliner that doesn't treat its stewardesses and very well, right?
Yeah.
And stewards, but they're the ones helping your customers, right?
Right, exactly.
It doesn't make sense.
So next thing you know, you have something like what happened with, I guess, the guy was on Southwest or AirTran or
and
something.
And he drank a beer and slid down the line. Yeah. And you, like, people were like, oh, why did he do that? Well, because the airline didn't do HR right.
Exactly. And not only did he have internal issues, but also he was having issues with the customers he was serving. So next thing you know, it becomes a perfect mix for destruction. Especially when it comes
storm.
To your brand. Yeah. You know, a storm in the opposite direction of where you want to be, right? When you have a perfect storm, usually you want something to work out for you. Instead, it's going, you know, the opposite way. So
what do you see in the immediate future for CTS?
Growth. That's been the biggest thing because we moved to Atlanta in 2007. And since then, I think that, you know, it was like one guy working out of, you know, a home office. And keep in mind, we have 250 employees across the entire organization. But when it came to Atlanta specifically, we started with, I was the number six employee in 2008. And now we're up to about 35 employees just out of Atlanta with 250 headcount overall across the Southeast.
That's awesome.
Right? So then there's so much potential for Atlanta that I think that our story is really going to be about growth. And, of course, you know, retaining our current customers, adding more, and just being that trusted advisor like we talked about.
So where can people go to learn more about CTS, maybe get some applicants or things?
Sure thing. Go to askcts.com. That's our that's both our Twitter handle is askcts, as well as website, of course, Facebook, all those different areas. Our Facebook presence has been pretty strong in that that's what really shows you what our fun team events are like, which are, of course, our employee-based events that we do every month and what have you. That really gets you a sense as to what our culture is like at our company, which we really hold true and we really hold as a precious commodity of ours.
Well, Ron, it's been a pleasure.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. I'm Michael Lauer here for Shay Thomas. We'll be back in a few at 101 Best and Brightest.
Thank you, Shay.